Hello and welcome to the Smart Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Viola Levy, beauty journalist and founder of copy-led branding agency, Smart Beauty Creative. We're here to create your brand voice and craft the story behind it. Hello and welcome to today's episode. Now, today was a really interesting chat with a mother-daughter team, Roxy and Margot Moroney, founders behind the new skincare brand I Am. So Margot originally founded the Organic Pharmacy over 20 years ago, I believe. And since then, she's decided to combine her love of skincare with her real focus on spiritual wellness, which her daughter Roxy is also extremely passionate about as a certified mindset coach. And it's just lovely seeing that mother-daughter dynamic. I think it makes for such a great brand story. You can tell they both really live and breathe the ethos behind their brand, and they genuinely care. Now, with spiritual wellness, some people are really into it. I personally am, and others aren't. But I think that there is a lot to be said for taking a more holistic approach. And I really love that they have these little affirmation cards that just give you a bit of like a mini pep talk each morning. So as well as like a day cream and an eye serum, you take out one of these cards and it just gives you this little affirmation, this sort of cute little sign to, you know, you're doing great, just keep going. Life's not as terrible as you think it is. And no matter what your outlook is on life or your level of spirituality, I think that it can only be a good thing to feed all of these sort of positive information into your brain. I'm a huge believer in affirmations. My optimism has been a bit rocky lately for various reasons, but chatting to Roxy and Margot, it was like everything was reaffirmed. It was like they sort of popped up like the good fairies at exactly the right time when I needed them. So I really enjoyed this chat. It's a really interesting range as well. It's not certified organic as the Organic Pharmacy was, but obviously everything is formulated by Margot herself, and just all of the different products and, like I say, the passion that the two of them have put into this range, it's definitely worth exploring. And I really loved sort of delving into it with them, and also what it means to launch a brand in this day and age. I also chatted to Margot about whether it's easier to launch something now than it was when she first started it, and what possessed her to do it all over again. Some really interesting insights. So I hope you enjoy this chat as much as I did. So Roxy and Margot, thank you both so much for being on the podcast. It's a real pleasure to have you on as our first mother-daughter duo. So really excited to be chatting with you. Now, the range is influenced by spiritual wellness. I really love the affirmation cards, and I've been like picking one out every morning and doing. I love that stuff.
I love that.
Really up my street. I mean, why do you think that spiritual wellness has crossed over into skincare in such a big way?
Yeah, so it's a really, firstly, Viola, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We're so thrilled to be on with you. And if it's okay, Roxy, I'll jump in and jump in whenever. I think spirituality has always played an important role in beauty. It's just that we really didn't make the connections. And I think for us, it's part of our impersonal journey. As we grew spiritually, so did the connection with beauty. And it came to a point where we realized, actually, as human beings, we are spirit and physical.
Around us, there is a whole unseen world, which is this energy, frequency and vibration. And, you know, lots of people have different terms for it.
And science calls it quantum physics.
Yeah.
So we all have the same language, but we all have the same process,
different
language. Languages.
Yeah.
Mm. I think there's so much that science hasn't explained yet as well, isn't there? So I just find that spiritual wellness is just so important, because I think so many people are kind of spiritually starved in a way.
They've
turned away from traditional
dead.
Religion. And it's like, well, what I need something. It can't just be, what's in front of me.
Yeah,
so totally. I think having that extra, adding that dimension in, I think is, it's super important. Margot, just to sort of go back to, you founded the Organic Pharmacy. How have things changed since then? I'm really interested to know, like, what are the major like shifts you've seen? Because obviously organic skincare wasn't really being talked about. You were the pioneer, one of the pioneers of it. So
It's actually bizarre to think that when I first started, it was such a struggle. And no, there was no organic skincare. Nobody talked about it. Nobody knew what it was, and everyone thought I was crazy, literally crazy. And it was a whole process. And now that was like 25 years ago. Now, fast forward, all the things that, I was lucky because I found that out back then. But now everyone is talking about it. Like I said, all the biohackers are talking about the chemicals in our environment and how they affect our health.
Yes.
They're talking about supplementation and herbs and how to heal ourselves and be better. They're talking about the toxins in beauty products, in household products, in water, all of these things. And it's just wonderful to see this in mainstream. It's wonderful to see everyone talking about it. And that was the goal back then. I felt like I was a tiny little voice in an ocean. And there were times when I thought, well, what difference can I possibly make? But it just goes to show that, one little drop will create lots of ripples, and then those will ripple, and it goes on and on and on. It's the beauty of it.
And do you think you're doing a similar thing, the pair of you, with I Am, that it's about, the spiritual wellness in skincare? And I think people, they do, there are certain, some people have reservations about it. When they hear the word spiritual wellness, they think automatically switch off and think, oh, that's just like woo woo, I'm not really
Nonsense.
engaged. Would you say that's the case?
I think spiritual wellness is an essential part of our well-being. If we are not well spiritually, we are not well physically. There's no separation between the two. And so when we think of our health, there's our physical body, there's our mind, and there's our spirit. And all three have to be aligned in order for us to be in good health.
Yeah, and actually, we would say that there are not many brands on the market doing what we're doing, and we really feel like we're one of the first in the neurocosmetic space. And I'm sure that more will come now. I'm glad that, it's good to inspire people, because it's not just about how you look, but how you feel will dictate how you look. And so that's really what we're kind of pushing forward, because it's not just about the tr topical treatments, but really how can your mind affect your skin? And that goes back to what Mum was talking about, your gut, brain, skin axis is all connected. Your mind and your thoughts and your words affect your health and dictate your health so much. And that's also proven by science. So really, we're just kind of putting it together, making it look cute and also very
No,
effective.
definitely, because you can't treat skin in a vacuum. I think for so long
No.
people have just been focused on, okay, you've got acne, these are the topical treatments that you
Yeah.
can. And I had acne for years, and it was only when I started taking supplements that it got rid of it.
Yeah,
I'm very lucky,
exactly.
but there are other factors, like you said, like stress and hormonal
Yeah.
changes and life in general, that I think
Yeah.
people
No,
have
I know
finally
it
started
better than
taking into
anyone.
account. So I
Yeah, because
think, yeah.
that was my healing journey, is that when I had acne, the topical treatment wasn't working. Like it wasn't the topical that I needed. It was actually the internal, then made with an internal supplement and also a topical treatment that Mum made me, and the two together were the best that I could find on the market. That's actually how we started, is that I had very bad acne and hormonal imbalance, and Mum made me a prescribed sort of treatment, which is now our hormone check drops and our crystal clear spot treatment. And it worked so quickly on me, because everything else on the market just didn't work. But it was not only that, it was I was saying affirmations at the same time as applying the products. And then that created a habit and actually took away the mental stress that came with all the symptoms that I was having with
Really does
the
affect your
acne.
mental health, acne, doesn't it? I mean, I know
So
from
much,
experience.
so
It's
much. I
terrible.
always say that acne girlies are like really hardcore, because you really have to have such thick skin when you have acne, because of the mental fatigue and torment and
Torture.
battle that you're facing every single day. You're just like, oh, like when is this gonna, you really end up having a good thick skin because you're like, if I can handle this, I can handle
Yeah,
anything.
no, for sure. And how did you get into, like, because you said you were sort of saying affirmations while you were applying the product. So how did you get into that initially?
So I actually learned about, so I knew, obviously knew about affirmations and I was practicing before, but not like consistently and not every day. And I was doing my health coaching training course at the time. I am a certified nutrition coach and mindset coach. And so I really learned about habit stacking, which is pairing two good habits together to make an automatic response in your brain. Because sometimes, people want to make create like healthy habits, but it doesn't really work and you doesn't don't do it. So by pairing two habits together, it makes it stick. And I just kind of intuitively did it while saying my affirmations, doing my skincare. And I thought, whoa, like that's, I was like, that's, I can actually remember to do them. And I thought, this is quite something. And it was such a nice ritual and it really helped calm me and regulate my nervous system and make me feel better. And then, the treatments were working, coincide that synergistically. And I thought, okay, maybe there is something here. When I had acne all over my face, I was literally saying affirmations like, my skin is clear, I have no spots. Even when there was no physical truth to that, I was still declaring my truth.
You were
And
training your
eventually,
subconscious to kind of feel that safety and
exactly.
that.
But literally, it's all there in the Bible. And all the foods that are written in the Bible, so healthy. If we followed a biblical diet,
We'd all be so
we'd be
healthy.
so healthy. No processed stuff, no refined stuff. It's simplicity in itself.
And you can still have wine, which is great.
Exactly. Very anti-aging. Yeah, so listen, it's if people don't resonate with that and it's not that's not their kind of route, having a form of spiritual practice is super important. We just believe that that is the best one because we've tried it all personally. We've actually done every spiritual practice and we can say for fact for us that it is by far the most peaceful and the most effective.
And it takes guts to launch something. Margot, you've done it once already, and you know how sort of chaotic it is from your sort of previous experience. Why would you want to do it again? Why would you want to do it?
know, honestly, Viola, I said that to Roxy. I said I never wanted to launch another brand. It wasn't what I wanted to do. But when Roxy was going through her journey of acne, it was just, seeing her go through that was so awful. No mother would ever want to see their child suffer like that. And so when we did create a system that actually worked, I said to Roxy, look, the last thing we want to do is to launch a brand. Why? There are so many brands on the market. There are so many people treating acne. There are so many people doing. So why should we launch a brand? And what benefit will that give others? Because ultimately, it's not about launching a brand at all. It's what am I doing for someone else? That's the key
And that
question
often
to
gets
ask.
lost when people sort of think about the idea of launching a brand. It's like, what am I getting out of it? But actually,
The worst thing you can say is, oh, I saw a gap in the market.
oh, don't even get me. That's a whole other
There are no,
podcast. So yeah, do not get me started on.
there are no gaps in the
No.
market.
Yeah, nobody needs another brand. Yeah,
Exactly.
so
So going back to your question, it literally was, okay, I'll do it if A, we can actually make a difference to people's lives. B, if what we're doing is more than a product, it's actually a service.
and a
And
community.
in a community, C, we can actually make a difference in people through education and through their mind, body, and spirit, because otherwise we're just
We just
wasting
we
time.
yeah, we're just like any other brand on the market. So, in short, she wasn't expecting to, but we're very grateful that we did.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you've created something incredible, and
Oh, thank you.
thank you.
obviously this time around it's different because you're a mother and daughter duo. How does that work? How do you find being mother, daughter, and co-founders?
Yeah. Oh, honestly, I love it. Roxy is just such a wonderful energy to work with. And she's full of creative ideas and so hardworking, and I love working with her. We did have our little issues along the way.
Inevitably.
Yeah, but I think for me it was okay, we need to find a way to work with each other, which is good, respectful, and has boundaries. And once we set the boundaries, it's been a joy.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been working with mum since I was two. I had my first job in the organic
I was going
pharmacy.
to ask, what was that like growing up with your mum and the organic pharmacy?
Like at the time, it was they couldn't really leave me or my brother, so we were just in the shop with them the whole time. My dad made me a little lab coat, and I
Oh.
was a sales assistant. I would help people with putting products into their bags. So I've been working with mum since I was two, and she's always been a role model for me. That's where I get my drive and my hunger. We're so fortunate that we work very similarly, but it means that we can have a very lean team, and really kind of just get everything done that we need to
Yeah.
do. It's not very beneficial on our health, I would say. But like we do manage to get lots of things. People that have a 20 people team, we are doing it just us two. So we that's where we were gifted by God. We were blessed by God, and he gave us this ability to work like kind of machines.
Yeah.
But yes, which is great, and that's probably why we're here where we are today, and I'm so grateful. But I'm excited to grow that out and grow the business and just see where it
I always say Roxy was my little organic evangelist.
goes.
She, from the age of 5 and 6, she would go around to her friend's house and ask them, "Is your are your sausages organic? Is your shampoo organic?" And then I'd have the mothers phone me up and say, "Oh my God, Margot, Roxy said that our shampoo is going to give us cancer."
I've been in this game for a long time.
Yes, it's really in the blood, isn't it?
It really is. Like we've been mum is really very inspirational. So I'm
Well,
grateful.
thank you for that, Roxy. But it was important for me for Roxy to go and follow her own way. And I always said to her, "You're not joining organic pharmacy until you've gone and discovered what you want to do. And if then you choose that that's what you want to do, then you can do that." But it was really important for me that she goes and does whatever she wants and then decides, okay, this is actually what I want, rather than the other way around.
And in a way, it's benefited because Roxy, you found that, with the mindset coaching and nutrition coaching, it's now kind of the circle with I Am, because all of those elements that you've kind of brought to the table are now sort of a core part of the brand.
Well, because if I hadn't had that, we wouldn't have been able to formulate the products the way that we did. We wouldn't have been able to, have the habit stacking method that we have, and we wouldn't be called I Am. And I'm luckily I get all my creativity from both my parents. Both of my parents are very creative, so then I could just bring that into the marketing and make it look nice.
As you're like running the brand as a mother-daughter duo, I imagine that a huge plus point is the fact that you're both sort of different generations. So the range can target, a wider audience. Roxy, people of like your own age, like Gen Z, and then Margot, you've got this sort of older consumers as well. So I imagine that's a great benefit to being a mother-daughter team.
Definitely. So, Roxy covers all the sort of cool, creative ideas, and she's like, the latest trends and the latest lingo, which of course means nothing to me. And I'm more
She's
for
pretty good, to be fair.
I'm more for wrinkles and energy and for our menopause galleys who need all of that help. So it's really nice, and we bounce off each other in that way.
We definitely have like we it's great that we have two brains that can just spitball ideas to each other.
Yeah.
Fun.
And do you believe in traditional customer demographics? Like, oh, well, our audience is this age group. They go to, that this is their lifestyle. They do X, Y, and Z. Do you feel like it's a bit more fluid now that it's, because I feel like it's a range for, a wide, variety of people, not just, I guess, Gen Z or person
Well,
like.
we actually have we've like broken it down into four different groups, and we just basically We get very specific into those groups, but it is across a wide variety of ages. But when we look at doing, speaking to our customer, we really think about who we're speaking to. And really, the beauty about our product is that it speaks to so many women because of how many women have been suffering, whether it be with hormonal imbalance, whether it be with eczema, whether it be with weight issues, whether it be with menopause, whether it be with acne,
Sleep.
sleep, or just the people that want non-toxic formulas that actually work really well, or anti-aging. Like there's we have so many benefits. So it's just about
Being authentic.
being
It's
authentic.
like, we're talking to a real person who has real problems, and I think that's really it. It's yes, of course, there is a sort of, but our audience is mainly female.
And that's interesting
Exactly.
you say about being authentic, because I think there's a lot of cynicism, especially with kind of this trend of spiritual marketing. I mean, how do you come up, make sure that you come across that you're not just jumping on a fad, that this is something that you clearly live and breathe, and that you are,
Well, that's a really good question. And I practice spirituality.
Yes, we both
We
do.
both do. It's an integrative part of my life. And I think, for me, I can't do anything that I don't do myself. So I have to walk the walk and talk the talk. Otherwise, I couldn't do it. So I think that's where the authenticity comes in. It's when you look at you, I'm sure by now, Viola, you've seen so many brands and you've met so many people. You can spot a fake a mile away.
Oh, definitely. But I guess the challenge is, how do you market it to your customers? Because obviously I know the pair of you, and that I've got that, I definitely get the authenticity, but it's like, how do you market it? How do you make sure that that's conveyed to the customer who's knowing you?
Well, do you know what? I just think about, we've really done a lot of kind of processes into writing up consumers' thoughts, because I just write up both of our thoughts and we're like, okay, so
We are our
we are the
customer.
customer. So we're like, okay, so what would we want and what do we think?
Yes.
And we kind of just base it on that and really follow our intuition on that. And then we build it across. We have quite in-depth sort of ways of doing it and speaking to our customer. And
Yeah.
it takes, if you saw the backside of us going, or me and my assistant going back and forth and thinking, okay, so how are we going to do this? Is this resonating with them? Does this resonate with you? Doesn't resonate with me. Let's change this. So it's really about being super authentic and making sure that we understand them, and that the marketing speaks to them, because I would never want to put something out that's, just baseless or kind of very shallow. The whole point of us marketing is to get our products to people that need it, so we just speak to that need, basically.
And listening to our customers is
Yes,
so
so
important. So
important.
whenever they email us, it's really, really important that we know what they like, what they don't like, what are they thinking, how was their reaction, good or bad. Unfortunately,
It's always
it's
good. Do you assume that they have a
99%.
knowledge of spiritual wellness, or do you feel like there's an education piece in there as well?
Mixture, there's definitely some who know and some who don't. But everyone wants to be better. That's the thing. Everyone wants to be better.
Everybody wants to heal, and that's really why they find our community.
And Roxy, how do you think that your generation approaches skincare differently? Because I feel like things have sort of changed so rapidly in the past few years. How do you feel like the approach of Gen Z is different to previous generations?
So I really feel like, because there's so much information, which is not necessarily a good thing, but I will say that,
Misinformation as well.
So we, especially on TikTok, there is so much information, and on Instagram now, there are a lot of people talking about so many things on wellness. It can be quite overwhelming for some people, but there is a lot of baseline knowledge because of how much is being spoken about on social media, which is a really great thing, because it means that we can explain less. Like, they already understand and they already know about certain ingredients or certain practices or the certain needs. So it's really just about kind of like finding what the right information in that sea of over
That's the
information.
challenge, isn't it? Because there's so much, there's so many contrary opinions, I'm sure you've seen as well. There are like cosmetic chemists fighting it out, and you think, well, who do I go to? Those the voice of authority.
Well, it's so interesting. There are so many people like talking about one thing, and then the other will be like, oh, well, I don't like that. And I always say that, just like skincare, just like your clothes, sorry, your wardrobe is kind of your skincare routine. That's how I always look at a skincare, is that you don't use everything at the same time, but you have a kind of a collection and you use it when and if you need it. So that's how I look at skincare personally, and depending on my needs on the day. Obviously, I have my staples, which are only I am pretty much, or organic pharmacy, just because I can't really use anything that mum hasn't made, because my skin just doesn't like it. I'm so used to, I've been since I was born, I've used things that mum has made.
It's
So,
so
oh,
funny.
how
She went
amazing.
through a rebellious stage.
Yeah, for like 6 months.
It would literally last 6 months. She was like, "I don't want to use this anymore. I'm gonna go and use." I said,
Yeah,
"Okay,
because I felt
okay."
left out. Everybody was
That's it.
using all the other like toxic things. And I was like, I think I was like 11 or something. And I said, but all everyone else is using it. What about what about us? And she mum's like, no, we don't use this stuff. Okay.
But she did. Off she went and used it, and then she came back. She said, "I don't like it. I'm coming back."
What product would you say is your like hero product or the flagship that you're most proud of?
Well, my particular one is the Inflammaging Solution.
It is really good.
I have wanted to formulate that probably for 24 years, but the ingredients had not been available until a few years ago. The emulsifier was, and it's just perfection.
It is perfection. It's one of our best. I would say all of them are
It's
great.
just it's just nourishing enough, but so light. So when you put it on, it just smooths on, and it just gives you that glow and that hydration without stickiness, without heaviness. And that's what I've always wanted in a moisturizer.
Also, it is made for eczema prone, acne prone, dermatitis prone,
Super gentle.
because it calms redness within 5 minutes. I would say that's not even our best seller, though. Our best seller is our hormone check drops, because that all of our products have very fast efficacy, because of the way that mum has formulated them, with her background in pharmacy and homeopathy, is all our supplements are very bioavailable. They go straight into the bloodstream. All of the ingredients help regulate your nervous system. So it's so powerful that it's like the mind, body, spirit connection, and they all kind of intertwine with each other, giving you the most effective results as possible.
I was going to say, do you think it's easier to launch a brand now than it was back when you launched the organic pharmacy, Margaret? Or do you think?
Definitely. I definitely think yes and no. So, back in those days, there were less competitors. But I think social media makes it a lot easier to launch a brand, because you can do it on social media, and you can launch a website, and you can start selling straight away. Is it easier? No. Launching a brand is still hard work, very, very hard work, but easier in the sense that back in the days you had to have brick and mortar, whereas now you don't.
I do love brick. I mean, I remember the lovely store you had on, is it Argyle Street, just behind Oxford Circus? I remember.
Yes. Oh, that was such a lovely store. I love that
I
store.
love that store too.
It was wonderful.
I was there a lot.
I can imagine. I mean, I think there's something to be said for that kind of bricks and mortar. There's been so many
I
brands are
agree.
online only, but there's something about that kind of shopping experience that I think is timeless. Would you agree?
I agree. I agree. I think there's room for both. You can be online, but also to have an actual where you can meet customers and build a community. That's what I loved about Organic Pharmacy when I first opened on the King's Road. My customers were my friends, and a lot of them are still my friends now. They used to pop in just for a chat,
Well, I
and I
think
love
those like
that.
shops, they're like the last bastion of the community, aren't they? They're kind of like a community, like shopkeepers. You know people that own local
You know your butcher, you know your
opticians or
greengrocer, you know everyone. It's lovely, and it's part of your community. And I think community is just such an important thing. We mustn't forget that.
No, completely. I mean, there are online communities, but I guess it's
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 different.
not quite the same. But I guess you can obviously reach a wider audience, and there's pros and cons to it. I think Going back to the affirmation cards, what made you decide to look? Because I don't think I've ever seen a skincare range that has affirmation cards with it, and I love that. So what's the story behind those?
Well, every one of our products has an affirmation with it.
So there they all have affirmations on it.
And I just think affirmations are a way to rewire the brain. So we call it psychodermatology because you are rewiring your brain from a negative point to a positive. And this whole idea of what we think to what we speak to what we do is very, very important. And the affirmation cards are just part of that daily
Program. Practice.
routine, daily
It's kind
practice.
of like when you need a little support friend and you're having a bit of a poo-poo day and you're just like, oh, I just need something to tell me that I'm not poo-poo, basically. And so that's kind of why we made them. It was just something that you could add into your routine in your nervous system regulation routine. So whether you just want to pick a card when you need it, if you want to do it every morning, if you want to use that affirmation to say it with the product instead of other ones, inspiration of saying, declaring new positive things. So that's really why we made it, and just to support someone on their healing journey.
I've been really into I've been manifesting a lot, and to be honest with you, the last few weeks life's been a bit shit, and I've heard that it gets worse, but that means that it's working. Can you tell me that that's true so I can feel
I
better?
always say sometimes when we're really going through it, that means something amazing is about to happen.
Yes, that's yeah.
So just keep going. In our case, in our instance, what I would do is I would pray so hard to God. I'd be like, God, give me strength, help me.
Definitely. It's really easy to fall into
We're
that mindset of
alive.
like, oh, when this happens, then I'll be happy. Or when I achieve X, Y, and Z, then I can relax and then I can be
It's
happy.
the
You can be happy
that's the
now. You can just
that's the biggest delusion of the world. it's the it's the when
The
syndrome.
when syndrome.
So when X happens, I'll be happy.
And
But
honestly, when
it's a
X
lie.
happens, it's you're like,
You'll still be
whatever.
chase. You'll still be chasing it, and you're like, oh, it's the next thing. Then I'll be happy. And it's always next, 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 next,
You
next.
actually need nothing to be happy.
Yeah.
Just
No.
everything else is nice to have.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Because like when work calms down and it's finally calmed down, I'm like, huh, why am I feeling
Yeah.
this like sudden wave of happiness? But it's true. It's about making do with what you've got. And this, okay, these are the cards I've been dealt. Let's
Or even being grateful for what you've got.
Yeah, or
Because I bet you what you've got is magnificent.
oh, 100%. But it's, when like lots of different things happen at once, everything like falls, every all the dominoes like fall down at the same. It's like, okay, I could deal with this one fire burning out. I could put that fire out, but I can't put that fire out at the same time. So it's that
You'd
kind of.
be surprised.
But
You'd be
yeah.
surprised what you can do.
And also that, like, I used to have quite bad control issues, and something that really helped me when I would like got kind of into reading the Bible is that God speaks a lot about laying your burdens onto him. And when you have the realization that you don't actually need to deal with anything and he can do it for you,
Give your worries
for
to
me,
God, that thing.
for me personally, this changed my life. Otherwise I'd be so stressed. I mean, otherwise I don't know how I would run a business, because we're putting out fires constantly. And so the only way that I know how to deal with it is to give it to him. And can I just tell you, 10 out of 10 times he resolves the problem for me.
Always,
Always. Like
always.
there's never been one instance where he's never not done it for me. So that's just my personal kind of way to do it.
Part of me thinks like, yeah, I'm very strong, but I'm also tired. If that was
Yeah,
me.
exactly. So you don't need to do anything.
Part of me is like, I don't need my strength tested anymore. My character is developed. I'm strong enough. I just
Yeah.
need a break.
I know, we've had enough now.
I feel like the universe tries to develop my character. I'm going to regress just out of spite because
Yeah.
I've had enough of these life lessons. It's like, what would you say is your overarching mission with I Am? Like, where would you love to take it, and what would your ideal legacy be?
I think for me, it's to touch as many people as possible. Anyone who wants to be treated healed. I hope that they'll find a home with us and a voice with us and solutions with us. And that's really it. I think putting fanciful notions of global domination is pointless. It's as many people as we can touch, then we're grateful for that.
We're just to bring healing and education into the world globally, obviously, but I know a lot of people, when they start a company that's like, oh, well, I'll sell in X. Like, this is not really, we didn't started to sell it. Of course, if we do like in 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, that's not even a topic of conversation because we're just loving what we're doing and the goal is to help as many people as possible on that journey.
That's the main thing. And what sort of piece of advice would you give somebody else who's just about to launch a beauty brand? What are the main, don't do
Yeah, I was about to say, don't do it.
honestly, either don't do it or it's so hard to give one advice.
If you're gonna do it, like if you're able to do a lot of the processes yourself, fantastic. The thing that makes it really expensive is if you have to outsource everything. So the reason that we were able to actually launch so quickly after we came up with the concept is because Mum is the cosmetic formulator. We make all our London products in London in our London lab with our London team that Mum oversees. She formulates everything that cuts a lot of external sort of team members out of the
And it's quite
equation.
rare as well, because a lot of ranges are, as you know, white labeled, which people
White
don't
labeled, yeah.
understand,
Exactly.
which is basically like an off the peg formula that they take and then put a new brand on
Yeah.
it and send it out. But it's
Exactly.
I just think, my advice to them would be, why do you want to do it? And if it's, I want to be a billionaire, fair enough. But it's not. It's I remember someone once describing launching a brand as like pushing water uphill. You need to be passionate. That's I think the one advice I'd say is, are you passionate enough about it for it to take you through the tough times? There's plenty of tough times.
For sure. And I feel like you need to like work on yourself as much as you do your
Oh
brand.
yeah. Oh
Like
yeah.
dealing with all your old shit and getting your house in order. And I've heard a great quote, which is that your business can only grow as much as your self-esteem. And I think that's
Yeah,
very
so
good.
true.
Yeah.
So true.
Also,
So true.
your business is not your image or your worth.
It's not who you are.
So then that's
It's
also
what you do.
another thing to
Yeah.
work through as well.
I think a lot of people think that titles and achievements will give them recognition and make them feel better about
They'll
themselves.
still be
But
sad.
it doesn't really. It's
The
not,
problem will still be there
yeah.
of
No.
whatever you're dealing with. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. Do you like being ambassadors for the brand? A lot of founders now, especially female founders, they're sort of expected to be also the face of the brand, and that can feel like a whole full-time job in itself. How do you both find it?
Well, I personally don't like being the face of anything, but I'm very glad that Roxy takes that role.
Yeah, it's something that's quite natural to me. And also just it just resonates with our community. And it feels authentic. I don't think anyone could ever say it as good as we could. Do you know?
Yeah.
So
Yes.
and I wouldn't trust anyone else to be able to convey it as we could, because really it's based on my personal healing journey and Mum's expertise and her kind of journey. So who better to talk about it than people that understand our customer?
No, that makes complete sense. And it's almost like if people are buying online, you're kind of the digital, sales, the person behind the till that's going to talk them through the range and help, decide what's right for them. So I think it's, and finally, like, what's next for IAM? Like, what have you got coming up in the short term?
Well, we've got our stress drops, no stress drops launching in October, so we're super
Oh,
excited
perfect.
about
Please send me
that.
like a lorry of those.
Yeah, they're going to be
Please send me a
awesome.
bag.
We've got lots of events coming up. We've got lots. We've just been programming our whole kind of end of Q, like Q4 sort of strategy.
So
And
we'll be at Health Optimization
yeah, in
Summit.
September, we're doing a trans. We're also at Transform Trauma in Oxford, which is a really awesome like sort of clinician and mental health expo. You'd actually really like it. It's really, really, really fantastic speakers.
Yeah. I'll
So
check it
we'll be there
out.
also.
Health
And
Week in Copenhagen.
yeah,
So
we're busy.
it's
Yeah. But
busy.
there's many other things which we won't share yet,
But
but
keep
keep
watching.
watching.
Yes. Keep us posted. Oh, well, thank you both so much for chatting with me. Really
Oh,
appreciate
thank
it. I know
you.
that, you're probably sort of swamped with like 101 other things running a brand. So
No,
no,
likewise. So
lovely
thank you.
chatting with you
Thank you for
both.
having us, Fiona.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. All links will be in the show notes, and feel free to visit smartbeautycreative.com or visit us over on Instagram to find out more about what we do. And if you enjoyed listening, please don't forget to rate and review Smart Beauty on iTunes, as it helps people find us. See you next time.